from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's Jeremy White and Joe DiBiase.
I did have the wonder in my mind, did I have more fun with the Bills during the drought?
You serious?
Get out.
The drought.
Get out.
Look
Leave.
Back
Go
at the
home.
Drought.
Go home.
The drought was fun.
You're dismissed. It's very fun to watch the Bills lose to Cleveland 6-3.
I mean,
That was really fun. It was really fun to watch Doug Marrone punt in Miami down 10 points with 6 minutes left. These were all very fun things.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on the home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550.
Good morning. Do you know what would be the equivalent in our profession of the Jordan flu game? If you were dealing with blank. Like a lost voice.
Yeah.
Comes to mind right away.
Mm-hmm.
Where on that list would you bit your lip really hard on Monday and now it's still there and like swollen? Where would that take part? You know what I mean? You know how like when it's healing, like the inside of your lip, it's like it's healing, but it's not all the way there.
And your teeth are like rubbing on it a little bit?
Every time.
Yeah.
Every time. It's not even that it hurts, it's just annoying. Super annoying. That's what I'm dealing with today.
Yeah, it's definitely not the flu game equivalent, I
no?
would say. No.
It's like when Allen hurt his elbow and just kept playing through it and was just like, it's fine.
I might not point. I mean, he did have a tear in his elbow.
Oh, the tour
he did.
And he does use.
He had a muscle that was laying there in half, I believe.
He does yeah. use that arm to make hundreds of millions of dollars, whereas.
Yeah. I mean, know, the words coming out of my mouth are still like, that's the moneymaker. So.
Yeah.
I mean, the vocal cords are doing fine, so I guess that's really what matters most.
I came in this morning. I was very concerned. Joe, you know, there had been rumors that Joe might be headed to the IR. With his lip injury.
Yes. It was a game time decision. No, it's lower lip.
Oh, man.
It's lower lip. Game time decision, perhaps. That's what happened with Allen in that Minnesota game, wasn't it? That was the game, I thought, where we thought Keenum was playing until, like, that morning. I remember being in the parking lot. I think it was off that day. I think it was going to that game. And I remember being in the parking lot and everyone's like, so you think Josh is playing today? And I don't remember when we would have found out. Maybe we would have found out like a minute before, or maybe it was an hour before and I just hadn't seen it. He's got, you know, knock on wood. This has been coming up a lot lately because the backup quarterback conversations have been coming up a lot lately, but Allen has the longest start streak, I believe, in the National Football League.
Hmm.
Which is pretty crazy, isn't it, considering how he plays football?
Yeah. His style of play, for sure.
He tries to jump over people. Through people. And he, again, knock on wood, he has gone longer without missing a game than any starting quarterback in the National Football League.
When's the last time that you can remember Josh Allen taking a big hit that he himself did not initiate?
That's a good question. Right, where like...
Who gets a free shot at Josh Allen? No one.
Yeah, no, you don't really see him like caught off guard in the pocket. And the defensive Jets game, end that, runs the, him.
And he didn't even get hit.
Yeah.
He got his arm.
Yeah, right. Yeah, when's the last time he got like...
Smoked.
Lit up? I don't know. I don't know that it's...
Happened.
Is it... It's possible it hasn't happened.
Yeah.
How often can you remember those, though? How good is our memory going to be with something like that? Can you remember another Bills quarterback from back in the day getting... Lossman used to get tossed,
Rob Johnson used to get absolutely peppered.
Okay.
Was there one in the Jaguars game where the other Josh Allen like went off and went crazy? Remember that?
Wasn't it just the interception, though? Did he have sacks in that game? I know he had the interception.
I burned that game from my memory.
The 9-6 game you're talking
9-6.
About?
9-6 against Urban Meyer. What happened?
Is that 2021?
2021, I believe. You know, we talked yesterday about some of the dumbest things in Bills history just because, and I don't think that game came up, and maybe it should have. 9-6 against Urban Meyer. Jeremy off today. Nate's in, as you can hear his voice.
Jeez.
He had one sack that game.
It was a dark, dark game.
Josh Allen did? Like the Jaguars?
Allen. Yeah.
Josh Hines Allen. Thank you. I don't know that he gets lit up. I don't really think it happens. He jumps. He'll jump over you. And he goes at defensive lineman, and usually it goes at least decently well for him. So, yeah, whatever he's doing, keep it up. We'll get to a lot today. Safety is developing even more with some guys that are coming back from injury. We'll have Sal Capaccio coming on at 7 o'clock. Nate Geary's in for Jeremy today. I got a little fantasy to talk about later in the show because I have a big draft tonight.
Ooh.
When's your next draft? August 22nd. Like this is prime draft season. The next couple weekends.
The next draft I have is Labor Day Sunday, and then we have our draft. Is it that week as well?
Our draft is in I'm in 11 leagues. So you got to be more specific on what our draft is.
PM's draft.
Yes. That's
I'm in 11 leagues. You're going to have to be a little bit more specific on which one you're talking about.
Yeah, cuz I'm probably in am I only in one or two with you? Probably only one or two.
I think one or two. Have you become where you almost require people to be on, like I'm on Sleeper?
Yeah.
The idea of me having to go over multiple platforms is pretty frustrating to me.
I completely agree.
However, Sleeper, I don't know if Sleeper has best ball now.
I think they do.
They have best ball?
I'm pretty sure they do.
Okay.
Don't quote me on that.
They definitely don't have guillotine, though.
They don't have guillotine. So you'd have to manually do guillotine.
We just need a platform to give us all things and at the level that Sleeper does.
Yep.
Because
I just need them to add guillotine, really.
Yeah.
I need them to add guillotine. But you can still do it manually. You just have to cut the guy, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Fantasy, we'll get into some fantasy a little bit later on. I do want to start with Trubisky standing there on the sidelines yesterday, and he's seen in a big brace.
Yeah.
Multiple weeks is how it was labeled for him. We're still a couple weeks before the start of the regular season. We're going to have this game on Saturday, and what? I mean, is Ben DiNucci going to throw 10 passes?
Maybe.
He's going to hand the ball off
Anthony
all
Brown
day.
Might be able to do some, you know, RPO.
Maybe. He's slow, I guess, though. He's big, and he's got some rushing. Like, Oregon, he had, like, 700 rushing yards, but he also ran, like, a 4.7. 40 times, so maybe he might be fine as a runner and quick. He's not fast. Brown, we'll see what we get from him on Saturday also. What are the odds one of the two guys that's going to play on Saturday is the Bills' backup quarterback to open the season to you? And also, do you care? Like, again, Allen's got the longest start streak in the league. You don't have to care that much, but it is at least a little interesting to me. Like, who is their backup going to be week one? I think it's kind of wide open.
I care a little bit. Right? Like, I care in that my idea of a backup quarterback for the Bills is someone that can get you through two or three games. If Josh Allen misses two or three games, the idea that you need a quarterback that could get you through a season and still keep you where you are, I think is not realistic and or something that I particularly care about. If the Bills lose Josh Allen for an extended period of time, their season's over. Point blank period.
All right.
So if that's Mitch Trubisky, whatever. I guess my standard for where I need the Bills' backup quarterback to be is if they're in a playoff race and Josh Allen absolutely cannot play, I need someone that can run a similar game plan and that can keep you in a game without losing it. And I think of a quarterback like Tyrod Taylor as that exact type of – like, Tyrod will not lose you a game.
Right.
Mitch Trubisky, it's not that he maybe won't lose you a game. It's that he might, and that he also has shown at least – in the last couple of games, you've watched Mitch Trubisky play both in preseason and then, you know, in Pittsburgh when he started a few games to start his career there when he moved on from Buffalo. It wasn't like he won't throw the football.
Right.
Like he won't let it loose.
Right.
So
at all. And like Tyrod, I mean, remember those years. There was a frustration that he wouldn't let it loose, but it was. It wasn't never. Like, one thing he was good at was that sideline deep throw down the field.
He wasn't scared to throw the ball. It looks like Mitch Trubisky is scared to throw the football.
Right, Tyrod was more like there were just plays he couldn't see because he was too short.
Right.
Trubisky, it feels like he can see him and he just doesn't trust whatever to make it, I think. And who want... I mean, it depends what kind of backup you want. Do you want that? Do people want the... play it safe, conservative, I'll hand the ball off, I'll run some screens.
I need mobile. Mm-hmm. I need somebody that can move. Like, to me, in the future, if Justin Fields doesn't end up starting, which there's a very good chance Justin Fields starts in Pittsburgh this year, and what he does from there, I'm not sure, but Justin Fields is the ideal backup quarterback for me.
Okay.
Because he will win you a football game with his feet.
All right.
He might not be able to go out there and throw 30 times a game and be successful, but I don't really need that from a backup quarterback in a two-game stretch. I need you to be able to do something that has the ability to win me a game, and even if it's not throwing the football, make it that you can be a dynamic player running. And then build a simple offense around a player like that for two or three weeks where you're running lots of RPO, you're getting the ball out quick, screen passes. Like, that's kind of what this offense, the foundation of this offense is right now. But we don't exactly know what Josh Allen, Joe Brady offense looks like.
We don't know what it looks like really in the first place.
We don't, and we probably won't know till week two.
Because week one is not things in week one against Arizona.
Yeah, yeah.
It also might be different personnel wise. If Curtis Samuel is like close to returning the Sunday morning against Arizona, they might say, hey, why don't we not rush it because we can give you four more days and make sure that you're ready to go against Miami. So, and he, I have to think, has a big part of the playbook that's just for him.
Yeah.
Right? Because he's so unique, not just to what the Bills have in their room, but to what's available to you in the league in terms of a player like that. So, yeah, that's interesting. Like, Fields, I mean, he might end up starting, right, in Pittsburgh?
I think that they should start him, and that makes me think that they won't.
Wilson's been... Is Wilson playing this weekend? Wilson, I thought we saw some...
stinks.
Wilson's pretty bad.
Do you remember a quarterback as good in his prime as Russell Wilson that has fallen as far as he has with time left on the table?
At this age?
Like, he should still be kind of good.
It's a good question because, you know, and by the way, he only makes $1 million.
Carson Palmer?
But like, he had some big years in Arizona at the end.
Yeah, but he had like the injury and that, like, he never was like exactly the same player.
Who is the Hall of Fame quarterback? And Wilson might not even, I mean, he might be losing his grip on Hall of Fame.
Right. And is that, can that happen? Can you be a like almost bona fide surefire Hall of Famer at the middle of your career?
But see,
and by the end, have your reputation so tarnished?
I don't know that he was a surefire Hall of Famer as much as he was. Hey.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, this guy, everyone thinks he's going to the Hall of Fame because we're expecting it's not going to completely fall off a cliff by the time he's 33 years old.
Which is when
it happened. Like, all he really needed to do was have a little bit of a decent career through age 35, 36, 37.
Dude, 2015 to 2020.
Oh, he was great, right?
Unbelievable. 2015, 4,000 yards, 34 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. Mm-hmm. Something in 2016, maybe he got hurt in 16, but he only had 21 and 11, but 4,200 yards. 2017, 34, 11, 4,000 yards, 35, 7, 3,500 yards, 31, 5, 4,100 yards.
Yeah.
42, 40 touchdowns, 30 interceptions in 2020.
What were his 2014 passing stats? By the way,
2014, he had 3,400 yards, 20 touchdowns, 4 interceptions.
Okay. Add 849 and 6 touchdowns rushing that year. And then 553. Like, his rushing has gone
down. His 2020 season, the Bills would have played Seattle here in week 4.
Yeah.
And the Bills beat him like 35-32 or something in that game, right?
That was the day. You're saying in the 2020 season?
Yes.
That is the day that I... That's the day I said to myself that Josh Allen is their franchise quarterback.
So
that was the day that I thought I knew that.
That was November 8th. That was later in the season than I thought.
Yeah.
They had come off. That was the year they opened the season home against the Jets, beat the Jets, beat the Dolphins 31-28, beat the Rams here 35-32. That's Rams. The game that I was thinking. That's the score I was thinking. 35-32 was that game.
The Rams, the Bills were up big. The Rams came back, and the Bills won it at the end.
They beat the Raiders 30-23. Then the Titans game gets postponed. They get smoked by the Titans. And you're like, whoa. 42-16.
Yeah.
They lose to the Chiefs 26-17. They barely beat the Jets. So like it was like kind of teetering. Mm-hmm. They beat the Patriots, and then they're home against the Seahawks. At that point, Russell Wilson was the MVP frontrunner in that game. Yeah. Russell Wilson goes for 390 and 2 touchdowns, 2 interceptions in that game. Josh Allen goes 31 of 38 for 415 and 3 touchdowns.
Yeah. Well, this is actually, we'll get back to it. I'm back at quarterback a little bit.
You're right. That was the game. That was the game that Josh Allen said.
That was the game I thought he was their franchise quarterback for the first time. Like, no, this is real. This is not a good month. You know, Trent Edwards had a great month, right? Like, we've had that. No, this guy is real. The Seattle game was, I remember, when I decided firmly that that was the case.
And this was right after the Patriots game where he kind of didn't look good. Okay. It goes 11 for 18 for 154 yards and an interception in that game. But Diggs had that big game. That game stands out to me from, is that the last time we saw MVP level Russell Wilson?
Probably, at least. I mean, is he a tale of what can happen to the elite mobile quarterback? Like, we don't have a lot of sample on, hey, what happens to these guys that look like superstars that are really based on their that have a lot to do with their mobility. Wilson, it didn't even always have to mean rushing. I know I mentioned, like, he had a year where he had 850 yards rushing and 6 touchdowns. He had a bunch of other really big rushing years. But what can happen to a guy when that starts to go away? That athleticism can start to go away when you're not Brady just managing the pocket, or you're not Drew Brees, who just mentally has it all upstairs, and Peyton Manning and Roethlisberger to a lesser extent, Rivers. Like, a lot of the Hall of Fame generation quarterbacks that just retired, they're all pocket passers. And this new era that we're seeing now where, hey, everybody is mobile. Yeah. Everybody can run.
At least a little bit.
It's almost like everyone is still so early on in their life cycle that before that type of quarterback that we don't really yet, I don't think we really know how they age. We don't have enough examples of it. Like, there's a few. Like, you can look at Michael Vick. Michael Vick was someone who was great and then aged out, right? Around this age.
Yeah, but
Cam Newton aged out around this age. Wilson, again, like, he wasn't as much of a runner as those guys, but Wilson, what made him special? It was, that dude was going to loop around in the pocket 3 times. He was going to run away from all 5 of your linemen, and then he was going to pull a throw out of his butt to Doug Baldwin, like 50 yards down the field. And then he was going to, on the next play, roll out of the pocket, and he was going to scramble right. He was going to outrun you, and he was going to throw the ball. Like, he kind of, I think, built a reputation on, I'm going to create something out of nothing with my legs to then pass it. And this happens to running back, right? Running backs hit the age of 30, and that's basically it. Like, the wheels kind of fall off. Is that going to be the case for a lot of quarterbacks also?
So, this is actually one of the Cam Newton conversation might be one of the most disingenuous conversations about Josh Allen that there is.
Okay, in terms of how Allen will age?
That Newton broke down because of his playing style.
Yeah, no, I don't agree with that. I think he...
Okay, so
can I say this though? He diminished a bit as an athlete, and he didn't have the ability to throw his way out of it. You know what I mean? Though, like, that dude never fixed his mechanics.
But he
never became a rhythmic passer.
No, but he still was a very good passer. He lost his arm strength. He had a rotator cuff tear in 2016 on his throwing shoulder, and then had another surgery 2 years later on that same shoulder.
There was a car accident, right?
And then a fractured vertebrae.
Yeah.
Like in that accident. So he goes 2018, gets that second shoulder surgery. 2016, tears his rotator cuff in his right throwing shoulder.
Yeah.
He was never really the same after that. That was the year after the Super Bowl in like December that he gets that injury.
Yeah.
So that's almost a full year removed from his Super Bowl MVP caliber season, and tears the rotator cuff in his shoulder, and mm-hmm. then has another injury 2 years later, and he never really recovered from that as an athlete.
Isn't this just further proof, though, that these guys like Allen and Allen, I feel like I have a better idea of it, but Lamar Jackson, Kyler Murray, isn't this just another example, though, like Newton, like all the injuries he had? We don't know how these guys are going to age.
We don't. I don't think we have a good view of...
Wilson, I think, is an example, and it's an example of it going poorly, right? He kind of stinks. He holds... That's maybe the thing that's deterred him the most, is he, for 10 years, could create things with his legs, and now what does that look like? Now it's just, you hold on to the ball too long. You see him on Saturday against the Bills? The sacks that he took, like, the dude just hangs onto the ball. So, yeah, he's interesting in how his career has unraveled here. I mean, yeah, it's not normal for the quarterbacks even of that level. Like, Matthew Stafford is out here older than Russell Wilson, and he still looks fine, right? He can still sling the football because he wasn't solely built on his athleticism to be the thing that made him great. Allen, by the way, like, I don't need to make this too much of an Allen point. Allen, you know, his ability to rip the ball down the field, to win from the pocket, like, I'm not worried about him being done at 32 years old, like, yeah, Russell Wilson, because, I mean, he might not be as good, and he might need to become better as a passer when he can't jump over people and run by them for a 50-yard touchdown against Pittsburgh, but, I have more of a baseline with him throwing than I think even some of these other guys.
So the Cam Newton conversation again, like, I think part of it is Josh has been a better thrower of the football than Cam Newton since
ever
the
was.
Very beginning.
Ever was.
Right.
Yeah.
But, like, I do view this as an interesting conversation because we simply don't know, and Josh Allen, I think, will be a case study on how truly mobile but physically mobile quarterbacks mm-hmm. age, because Lamar Jackson is not the same runner as Josh Allen.
No.
They are very different runners. Kyler Murray is a different runner than even Lamar Jackson. Will Levis is kind of the next generation of guys that are
He
kind of
runs more like Allen.
There are more.
He tries to, at least.
Jaden Daniels, smaller.
Mm-hmm.
He's a tall guy, smaller.
He won't be able to take hits as much.
He will not. But you really look at almost every single one of these quarterbacks, really from before the Josh Allen draft, but the Josh Allen draft and on, has there been a quarterback drafted at a higher level or at least with a premium draft asset that doesn't have at least some level of running ability? Even a J.J. McCarthy, who's maybe not known for his running ability, mm-hmm. is still a player that's going to probably run for 200-300 yards over the course of a season.
I think you're like 99% right. I still can't figure out what Bryce Young is good at. he does not look very mobile to me. Like, he's not that. I don't
CJ
know.
Stroud, I guess, isn't necessarily.
No, but he extends plays.
Is
and
he not the modern day pocket passer? CJ,
he's the modern. Yeah, I mean he kind of reminds me of Wilson in some of those ways. Like, I think he's got more
mobility to run, mobility to throw off platform.
Yeah,
rather than. Make mobility throws, like a running ability.
And make throws out of the pocket, you know, like create with your legs to throw it. You're mostly right. I think almost everybody, pretty much everybody, like back to Mayfield, really, has at least some level of it. Do you have, we'll get a break in a moment here. Do you have a favorite backup quarterback idea for the Bills?
I've got a couple. I have several, actually. Yeah.
All right, listen,
we don't have to spend tons of time talking about the Bills backup quarterback situation.
Not a ton.
But, I think I sit in a pool, and there's probably like-minded people that think the same way, as I don't need the league's number one, the best backup quarterback in the league. Who is that, Jameis? Is that, or like Jameis equivalent?
I like Jameis for that, yeah. Yep.
I don't need that.
He might be a starter at this point because, let's take a break. Let's get to, you got a couple ideas that you like. I got an idea I like. And I think Tuesday, I think we're going to get something. I think there's a list of pretty decent backup quarterbacks, remember, that are currently listed as their team's third stringer, or even in some cases fourth stringer. And with cutdown day in the league being Tuesday, you know, like, the Bills got to get through this game on Saturday, and then I think they might have a lot of options that they can look at next week if they want to make a move, if they want to change, if they think Trubisky's injury is going to be a little bit. There are some names. And Cleveland, we'll get to Watson, because Watson is a big reason why Cleveland's quarterback room looks the way that it does. And if he's healthy, which I'm not sure he is, and actually right now nobody is sure that he is, if he's healthy, the Browns have three backup quarterbacks that all, I think, rate more than the Bills backup. But,
yeah.
I mean, why do they have all those guys? We'll get to it. They have all those guys because they're probably concerned that Watson is shot. We'll get to that
the
when we come back.
The quarterback they pay $230 million.
Yes. Yep. 803-0550 is the phone number. Sal coming up at 7. I also want to revisit our, the last time Nate was in, we did our first snap draft. We drafted players in the Bills offense
based on who would be on the first snap.
We have to revisit that because of all the injuries that have happened since then also, and who might be looking like they're in the lead on that front. Sal at 7, plenty of time for your phone calls at 803-0550. Here on a Thursday, we are exactly 2 weeks away from the start of the NFL season. Ravens and Chiefs, 14 days from today. Stay tuned. This is WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.